You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. You're listening to episode 116 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routine series. And today, we're going to be talking all about cleaning routines. All right. I know, cleaning routines? Really? Do we need a routine for cleaning? You don't. You really, really don't. But I find that for people that are as lazy as myself, this really helps. Like, having a routine helps to keep everything at bay. So my house is clean, my office is neat, everything is on at their places without me having to spend an entire half a day or a day cleaning. We all have pet peeves. We all have stuff that bother us. So some people can't stand dishes in the sink piling up. Some people can't see dust. Others, they don't mind all that, but socks on the floor, this is their pet peeve. Whatever it is, you want to have your house organized. Now, if you're not a person that cleaning talks to them, and if you don't have any issues or problems with spending as much time as you do right now on this, you can just skip this episode and I'll see you in our next one, because then I will be talking about productive email techniques. However, if you are interested, stay tuned because I have three very simple steps for you that will make cleaning so much more fun, so much more organized, and it will kind of become like another limp. It won't be this big, huge project that you need to do during the weekend or when you're super tired at the evening. So stay tuned. So the very first step is to create a list of everything that you need to do in your house. So how often do you need to mop the floors? How often do you need to, you know, wipe the counters? Everything that you need to do in your house for it to be clean. And how often do you do it? Like once a week, once a day, once a month, however often it is. Now, I do want you to bear in mind that this is not your ideal list. Like, ideally, I would like to mop my floors every single day. Ideally, I would like to vacuum every single day, but this is just not practical. I know that it's not going to happen. And if I create a list that is too ideal, that I can't, you know, hold myself accountable for, then I'll just feel like a failure every single day when I don't mop the floors and I don't vacuum and I don't do this and I don't do that. So it really doesn't have a point in doing it this way. So write what is realistic, write what can happen and what is good for you that will happen. Like, create kind of a list of red limits. Like, okay, I absolutely, totally must wash the floors like once a week. This is the bare minimum. Write it. Create a list of bare minimums. This is good. Now, step number two, take all those that don't happen daily, like those that happen twice a week, once a month, whatever it is, and put them on the calendar. Like, actually schedule that every other Tuesday you do whatever, you clean the garage. Every Friday you mop the floors. And set a time in your calendar for this. This way you don't need to remember, oh, I need to remember to clean. Oh, I need to remember to do this, to do that, to do the other. And this way, if you can't make it a certain day, then this is an actual block of time that exists in your calendar and you can move around. So this is kind of the base for your life to force you into changes, but you have this on your calendar. You won't forget to do it, and it won't be like a huge project that you need to remember and you need to set time for, because you already have time for it in your calendar. So it's easy. And the final third step is to sprinkle your day with the things that are daily. And we talked about it when we talked about social media. You kind of want to do things that are cleaning related without spending time just on them. So while you're making a phone call, you can, you know, set your washing machine into motion, or you can do the dishes. Or what I oftentimes do, I listen to an audiobook while I'm kind of arranging stuff. So I take the little blankets that we have in the living room and I fold them and put them to place. And if I see any socks or if I see anything else, if I see dust, I just dust it. I forget about even doing it, but my apartment keeps clean all the time because I never spend time daily on cleaning. I just, if I need to clean, I'm going to do something else with it. So if I need to do the dishes, I will make several work-related phone calls just so I feel that this time was productively used. And if I need to do stuff that are work-related or projects-related, I will try to sprinkle inside them things that are cleaning-related just to feel that I not only put pushed my business forward, but also my surrounding and my environment. So that's it. This is it, guys. Three really simple rules. Outline everything you need to do. Put on a calendar everything that is not daily and everything that is daily. Just combine it with other things that you need to do anyways, and you will see how in a matter of one day, your house, your surrounding, your workspace will be different, will be cleaner, more fun, and you won't feel like you're constantly a slave to cleaning, which was a huge issue for me. I hope this was helpful, guys. I will see you in our next episode. Until next time, keep calm and hack time.